seen quite a few guys coming in from the US loud and clear. So you, I think, dominate the lot. But anyway, I won't hold you. I heard that is my RJQ. Mike also doing a quick shout there. So, Bill, maybe I'll let you have a chat with him, and I'll put you on my QRZ log. If you would confirm, I'd be very pleased.
All right, ZS1 Sugar Whiskey, W1 said, why, beautiful. Let me turn down these. I'm trying to make a recording of you, and I got to set the levels right. But you got great audio for this type of communication. It's very got a lot of highs in it. It makes it very easy for me to hear, so I really appreciate that. And it's good to know that you're rising early for your beautiful summer Saturday, I assume, Viv, HI. Over here, local time's a little bit past 11 o'clock, so we're just kicking into high mode here on a Friday night. 73s, and I understand that hopefully you'll just stand by here, and it's a pleasure to make the contact with you. I am making a recording, so I can I'll post that up on the archive later tonight, maybe to be available tomorrow, my time. ZS1 Sugar Whiskey, W1 said what? Again, there's a link to the audio archive on my QRZ page if you're so inclined. 73s, and good morning, Mike, if you're still there. Over. JQ and the group W1 said, why? Good to hear you. I have you in here at about a 58, a 5 and 8, Mike, and 100% copy. The status here is that we've been I did make some changes. I arranged the I'm working on the radio system. I'm horsing around with a radio system now. On the northeast vertical, I've laid them out very taut. And I cleaned the verticals. I took them apart, and I scoured them and put dielectric grease in, which further eliminate ohmic losses. And right now I'm thinking about trying to do an experiment where we capture the skin effect by raising the radials up about 2 or 3 feet above the marsh in order to have them 1 to 3 inches underneath the water. At some point during the high low tide cycle, to see if we can capture the skin effect, to see if that makes any difference, turning the entire marsh, the water in the marsh, into a ground plane. I'm going to try to attempt that, but I'm just getting this. I have to get a lot of wooden stakes together to do that. I've got the wire ready. I just got to get some wooden stakes to attempt this one. But this should be pretty interesting. But good to hear you coming in. There's been some phenomenal propagation over the last few days. 40 meters has been like it used to be a couple years ago. A lot of 100-watt signals coming through. Just worked a guy in United Arab Emirates with 100 watts and a dipole. So it's been quite thrilling and rewarding. ZS1RJQ, W1 said what?
Since it's gone down a year and 2.9 now,
Peter, Peter Tom Thomas Zulu, is with me calling Jeep. He's got someone with
ZS1RJQ, W1ZY, perfect copy. Well, if you, I don't mind you putting me on the cluster. I'll be here for a while. And it's good to hear you coming through and to understand about you're getting the first light of dawn. It's always interesting to know the exact local situation, especially around Gray Line, to watch what happens to the signal. You're holding quite steady. Mike, so there's no problems at all. Hey, thank you for the shout, and I got on here a little late tonight. We're working on some stuff here. I got a TS-830 donated, and I was working on the RF cage and trying to get it to a transmit, but right now I have it as a monitor receiver, and we'll work on it more tomorrow. Get it. I want to receive on that thing. It's a better receiver than the 520. Hey, 73s, and thank you for saying hello to me and spending the time. ZS1 Radio Japan Quebec, W1ZY.
Hello, ZS1 CQ.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, Petko.
Hi, how are you, my friend? I don't believe you are booming today. 30 over 9, Billy. 30 dB over 9, over.
Stand by. Three's Mike, good to hear you, and we'll stand by for ZS1 CQ.
I don't have position for South Africa here.
No problem. Back to you, Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee from ZS1 CQ.
All right, does that. ZS1 CQ with LZ1 Quebec India standing by, W1ZY. Good to hear you coming through. You're 59. You're peaking 2 or 3 or 4 dB over S9 up here. So it's a beautiful signal coming through. And we've got everything working here, Corey, and we're going to try to play with the ground radio system to try to see if we can capture the skin effect, HI. Trying to get all the radials submerged at the same time, 1 to 3 inches under the water when it rises up in the tides. So we're working on that right now, but everything's tuned and working pretty well. But a very nice signal from you coming in this morning. ZS1 Charlie Quebec, W1ZY.
W1ZY, ZS1 CQ. Yes, sir. Hope all works out. We'll be listening to the results. As soon as you post it down there, and hopefully the system will go well there. Yeah, that's hard. I'm just running a 400 watt CQ inverter G. I've been lazy. I haven't got to do much yet. So my profile is lying a little bit, but yes, I'll get that beam up very shortly there. Caller there, and I'll be standing by. Back to you, Zulu. Whiskey 1 is the new Yankee.
All righty, good to hear you coming through. And again, a great signal, not a problem. And just tipping right over the 9 mark on the meter, just fantastic. 73s, and thank you for saying hello, and enjoy the weekend down there. Hope it's not too hot. ZS1CQ, W1ZY.
Roger, 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 good evening.
Good evening, Phil. You're not...
Hey, Sadegay, oh my God, Sadegay, your signal, you're 59, Sadegay, you're almost 5 over 9, over.
Right, Bill, I have no problem. You cannot cross off your signal on the Ukraine. I'm good. No problem, right
over. All right, that Alinko, your Alinko sounds beautiful. I love the audio on that Alinko, Sadegay. And a beautiful audio on the Alinko, a good DX audio, Sadegay, over.
Hi, Bill, and thank you. I can't tell you, no problem at this moment. I'm very proud of in Europe. Thank you, and can't tell. Goodbye, and good evening. Good evening. Bye-bye.
Hey, have a good weekend. Good weekend, Sej. Petco, are you still there?
Yes, of course.
All right, let me dial you in. Let me tune you in, Sadegay. Petco.
This is Lima Zulu 1, Quebec, India. Lima Zulu 1, Queen, India. You are 30 over 9 today. Beautiful propagation, Billy. Over.
Yeah, you're 20, 25 over, Petco. Just a booming signal coming through. I heard that Fetty was going to be on the air at some point. Maybe I missed it. Over.
No, no. He's in the hospital now.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Dudley Tango 1JJ.
All right, hang on a second. Well, you tell him that I'm waiting for him here. I got the new location. I want to talk to him, Petco. Over.
Roger, roger, roger. Main station calling you, Billy. You are booming. Really booming signal. I don't hear you so strong. 73, bye bye.
I want to do front to back with you, Petco. Over.
Roger, roger, roger.
Okay, this is the other side. This is southwest, southwest, looking 240 degrees. Back up to you, Petco. Any difference on that? Over.
Around 1 S unit difference.
2 S units?
1 S unit.
Okay, very interesting. High angle. I think high angle. All righty. Well, thank you, Petco, and you're really loud. I can hear that fan noise perfectly. Over.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. Hang on a second. CT1JJ, I'm making an audio recording, guys, by the way. Go ahead. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. This is Charlie Tango, 1 Juliet, Juliet, in Reggae English, Portugal. Good morning. Thanks for coming to the call. My name is Jose Juliet Oscar Sierra Echo, and I just would like to get a report from you. 5-9 plus 5 dBs wind, make USL.
Roger, you're 5 to 10 over. I'm making an audio recording, Jose, and you're sounding big. A beautiful signal, great audio. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you very much. Here's the 7300 doing a fine job as usual. The 7300 from Portugal. Thank you.
And what is the amplifier? You got an amplifier, Jose?
Yes, I do. It's an expert running about 800 watts right now.
And what's the antenna?
The antenna is a multi-band vertical from high gain. 73.
There you go. 10 over 9. Big signal. I got an audio recording. I posted on the internet. 73s.
Thank you very much. 73s.
Where is it?
OE3XLA. Good morning.
Oh, my God. It's the voice of the Ubermensch.
How are you, Bill? How are you doing?
Oh, my God. You're like 30, 35 over.
Yeah, you're 20 up to 25 over. And just concerning your test, front-to-back ratio in Austria was about 2 to 3 S units, so roughly about 20 dB.
All right, not too much. Very interesting. I think we have a high angle tonight. Beautiful signal coming out of you. Just amazing amazing propagation tonight. And I hope you're doing well. Over.
Yeah, doing fine, but activity is not very high. Everybody is hanging down on 160. Over.
Yeah, I saw on one of those remote receivers about an hour ago that 160 is cram-packed full of Euro signals.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Okay, the one keep it up, a lot of callers. Bill 73s, and have a great weekend. OE3XMA, see you.
Big signal, incredible. 73s. QRZ, W1ZY, make an audio recording, checking out propagation. The whiskey, November whiskey.
Yes, sir, this is Italy.
Charlie Zulu 5, Whiskey November Whiskey. You're about a 5758 in Rhode Island, 5758. And my name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima in Rhode Island. Over. Okay, Steve, you're up to 59. Beautiful copy from Firenze. Good to hear you. My working condition, 500 watts in two verticals. What is your power? What is your antenna, Steve? Over. All right, beautiful. Well, everything is working very nice, and good morning to you, and beautiful to hear you coming through. Just fantastic propagation. 73s from Rhode Island, Italy, Zulu, 5, Whiskey, Norway, Whiskey, W1, ZY, 73. Bye-bye, ciao, grazie, W1, ZY. Somebody in there? CQ, W1ZY, calling CQ, standing by. I hear a couple of voices up there buried down in the noise. W1, Zanzibar, Yokohama, standing by. Is there a stateside station calling?
India Bravo, Bill, over.
November Zero Radio Bravo Yankee.
Okay, November Zero Radio Bravo Yankee. Go ahead, over.
All right, thanks, Bill. The handle here is Mel, Mike Echo Lima, and the QTH Blue Springs, Missouri. Blue Springs, Missouri. And you are definitely a good 5-9, 5-9, over.
All right, good to hear you coming through. You're 5859 into Rhode Island tonight, and it's good to make the contact, over.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and say 73, so other people trying to call you. So this is N0RBY, be clear after you.
All right. Hey, Bruce, I'm making a audio recording. I'm going to post it up tomorrow. If you want to check yourself out, you got to find yourself in the recording. It's like an hour long so far. 73s, W1ZY, looking stateside temporarily. Standing by. All right. Going back to Europe, W1ZY, standing by.
Yeah, Echo India 3, India Bravo, Bill, over.
DI3GIB, good morning. A good signal coming through. Let me check it out on the meter. Over.
Yeah, fine, Bill. Yeah, won't see the true now. I come back in here to check something out. A farm and camera job to do tomorrow. Gary here, EI3GIB. I was talking to you yesterday, I think, as well. Over.
Highly likely, Gary. You're 59. You're about 2 or 3 dBs over the S9. The meter's just tipping over the top. And good to hear you coming through this morning. Over.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, you're 59. You're 59 plus 70 plus 10 here. So yeah. How did you get on with the 840? Over.
I got it sitting right here. I'm listening to it on as a monitor receiver. I fixed the plate choke. I tried to tune up with it this evening, and it doesn't produce a lot of power. It doesn't really tune up. There's no plate bias reading on the meter, and the ALC doesn't deflect and transmit, so I got some more work to do on it. But I did clean it up, and I haven't aligned it or anything, but I'm using it right now as a receiver, and I hope to use it as the main receiver tomorrow. I got to hook up a switchover switch, but it is working. Over.
Oh, very good. Yes, they were a nice old radio, actually. A friend of mine in my CBDs had one. He had that and the external VFO with that was with it. I had a 277 Summercast, which is the same as a 101 ZD, and he had the 830 at Kenworth. And another friend of mine had one of these. Wasn't bad for our CBDs,
was it? Yeah, it's awesome. For me, it's a step forward. It's a better receiver than the TS-520, with all due respect to my rig. So I'm looking forward to hooking it up so I can do more than just listening to myself like I'm doing right now. But, yeah, it seems like a nice, some nice aspects to it. It's got great sound and a nice noise blanker and so forth. So I'm, it's going to increase my ability to hear as well as make the recordings, which I'm doing right now. So I'm really happy about that. And I'm really happy that K2IL donated it. It was very nice of him. Sounding good today. The propagation's nice in South Africa that we're just in. And we just worked somebody with 100 watts and a dipole in the United Arab Emirates. So they were coming in nicely. A lot of 100 watts signals coming in, Gary. EI3GIBW1 said what?
Yeah, well, I'm on the 100 watts here. I tried to hook up the ACOM amplifier. I read the back of the instructions.
There is a relay output on the back of the radio here, but
the ACOM amp, I think it takes all it takes is a dead charge. I think you but it's not a dead charge. It's already 751, I don't think. I just tried to hook it up and see if that's what it was, and it comes up with a hot switch on the amplifier. So I was reading it again, and
I have a funny feeling that voltage that comes out of the radio. I probably need to put an external relay or something out of it.
Well, I don't know. I think an external relay will delay that switch over time even more. I think there's a really simple transistor circuit that you can use to trigger that. It's got a transistor and two resistors in it, but maybe the internet. I'm sure there'll be something up on the internet to explain how to interface those two units. Gary, over.
I tried a little bit of doing the mail, but I didn't find enough. To be honest,
I might just refer to the tech guy in MLS where I bought the radio, and he might be able to tell me something like that. Most of the new radios, I think, and most of the new amps are just direct shorts is all they now provide. Well, the 950, it does different things, but most of them are that. They're either going open or going closed. But I think the older radios like this were a little bit more confusing. I think they had voltage and stuff on them. The older amps were different, I think, of it.
Well, I know the SB220 that I have had a some sort of like huge negative voltage on it because it thought it was going to get keyed by a relay, but I changed that. So I don't know, but I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out or get somebody to explain to you how to do it. There's probably a box you can buy to interface the two there, Gary, over.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think so. We'll be able to provide something. You're obviously co-phasing on your antenna circuit, right? How are you going to the States and then how are you coming back again?
You're consistently, anyway, I hear you,
and anyone out of North America, you're consistently the strongest. Except for some of the big guys you hit in Florida, they were seeing, some of them are quite strong. But you're consistently 9 and 10 over all the time, so then verticals are working very well for you, aren't they?
Yeah, it's my location, Gary. I think it's it's obviously the location, but it's a perfect one where the verticals are given a fair playing field. It's almost the equivalent of what you do when you take a Yagi and you put it way high in the sky and start stacking them. It has a very low takeoff angle, down in the single digits, Gary, which I think is what you're hearing. Over.
Yeah, it would certainly put you in mind of, if I had the space. I don't have the space, and that's the problem. It's the gardener or the lawn that's out there. And I'm not a lover of wires and things hanging around, and I don't know what the, what the other half would think of verticals. I was looking to get the power there in the first place. So I think I'd probably still go with my original idea of retrofitting the put another element on it. Give me two elements on the quality and hopefully make a difference, over.
Yeah, well, whatever you come up with, I'm sure it's going to work very well, Gary. Over.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
Listen, I won't hold on with you, baby.
I was leaving from up the road, so I'm going to go to bed. I've more of a repair for a guest that I have to do for tomorrow. So I'm just sorry. Yeah. But all that night. But Anyway, take care. 7-3, we'll talk again, over.
Alrighty, and again, you're loud. You're over the S9 mark, almost up to 5 dB with 100 watts. It's just fantastic. Hey, 73s, and let me adjust my frequency. There we go. And we'll catch you later. And great signal coming out of your QTH sign. EI3GIBW1, set one.
Cheers, Phil. EI3GIB, take care. Bye-bye.
5 over. CQ anywhere, W1, set one. ZS1AN, this is God, that takes me back so many years. W1 said, "Why? Good morning. You're very loud. You're over S9 into Rhode Island, and the name's Bill Andre. Over."
QSL, Bill, QSL. I've been listening for quite some time. Basically, as you all know, I'll be listening to you on the frequency since you start having static noises. And very, very constant, 5979+59. All the audio station working very, very nicely this morning into Cape Town, QSL.
Roger, you're coming up on, I changed my frequency slightly, Andre, you're 5 over, and then not 10, but just really a beautiful signal coming through, and we got everything working fairly well here. I have a couple of new things I want to horse around with the radios, but everything is just really fine here. Everything is working nicely. And I corrected a number of my errors recently over the last several days and did some cleaning. I cleaned the verticals, Andre. I took them apart and scoured the junctions and then put them back together with grease. And I don't know if it made a difference, but I like to believe it did. But you're really great signal coming through. And great propagation this morning, a little noisy, but great signals, the signal levels. ZS1 Alpha Norway, W1 ZY.
W1ZY, ZS1AN returning your ball. I would go so far as saying, when it comes to audio and signal, you absolutely sound like you sound like a local station. That's a phenomenal job. I've been following the progress, looking on your site and see what you're busy with. I'm also a very, very big 40 meter fan. If I tell you what I use, Bill, a lot of people tell me I'm lying, but it's a couple of people have gone onto Google Earth and actually are gave them all the grid locators and so on and so on. But this time, very, very humble station on 40, and because of space, the next thing I'm going to do, maybe later today or tomorrow, I'm going to try my best. I'm seriously considering a 40-meter delta loop that's been fed a quarter wave from the top. I want to get a better takeoff angle. Well, I can't recall telling you this, but at this stage I'm using an inverted V only up 8 meters from the ground, Kirchhoff.
Oh my God! Now, what does the far field look like, Andre? Over.
Basically flat around me for the first let's call it I can say safely for about let's go to the west. I've got I won't say mountains. It's more hilly. But that only starts about 4 or 5 kilometers from me. Fairly, fairly flat, bulk, fairly, fairly flat. But when the propagation is there, most of the time, I've been fairly well for the conditions I found myself in. So I think by putting up the 40-meter delta loop, plus minus the apex of say 10, 11 meters and then obviously 2 meters off the ground. So I will be able to get the takeoff angle a little bit lower here, huh?
Yeah, Roger. I have a comment on that, but Hey, Andre, check this out. I'm going to do a front-to-back on you. I see a huge front-to-back on your signal. Standby. This is looking southwest, southwest, 240 degrees southwest, southwest, back to the northeast. Are you seeing that big difference that I'm seeing on receive? Over.
Oh, yeah. Massive, massive, massive. That front-to-back is massive, you know.
Okay. But that I was doing that earlier with other people, and it wasn't so extreme. So I think that whatever is going on at your QTH over to here on this path is that there's a certain angle that you're coming out on. You have a predominant, whatever the predominant angle is matching the cone, the funnel on the back of these two phase verticals. And it's a huge one, and that it's an interesting, it's almost like a hole-in-one. But have you ever thought of to lower your angle just as an experiment is to put up, you have an inverted V, but to try to put up two dipoles and then stack them, have one above the other one, and then horse around with a phase on it to see if you could lower the angle, Andre, over?
Well, unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. I'm in a situation where I've got the inverted V up 8 meters, and just about 1 meter on top of that, I've got a TA3 Junior on top of that. So there's no space for that. Well, unfortunately, no space. But I've got a stretch of open space alongside the house. And if I do go vertical with the delta loop, there will be ample space to do that. And that's the only thing I can work out that won't interact with all the lot, is to be able to put that delta loop from a bulb, which we will run more or less north and south. I want to try that and see, because I'm 100% sure that the delta loop fed from the corner, in this case, let's call it about 2 meters from the corner, hopefully that will give me a better takeoff angle than I've got. But I must also say, Bolt, at this moment in time, my 40-meter antenna is working. I'm too afraid to take this one off. Swap it out for the other one. This one, for some other reason, although it's very, very low, for some other mysterious way, is working for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And from the front to back that I just saw on the antennas here on your signal, I think that you have a low angle element. You have a low angle lobe coming out, because, like I was trying to indicate poorly before, is that I don't see that kind of front to back on signals that are coming in at higher angles. Even LZ1 Quebec India Petco was just here, and he was 30. He was like 30/9. I flipped it on him, and there was only I think 4S units difference. Well, that's a lot, but I've seen tonight. I've been seeing on European signals hardly any difference, particularly earlier on, and that usually indicates a high angle. So I think you're definitely coming in. Obviously, it's 7,000 miles, Andre, but that. Inverted V in that location in its configuration is, I think, has a very predominant, one of the lobes is a nice low angle one. So if you take it down, I guess I hope you can just put it right back up, Andre. Is that right? Over.
Yeah, Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankees, that is 1-8 turning. Yeah, Bill, let's put it that way. If I do put up the vertical delta loop, it's actually a quick one for me, Bill, to be very honest. I don't know why. In the beginning, he gave it some thought, but it's actually very, very easy for me. Everything is on pulley system. It's a case of loosening down some of the rope. Then I can drop the shorty 80. I can just basically drop it down. And then just hoist the other one. The other one will also make in that manner for it not to be a permanent fixture. Well, permanent, but being able to up and down the wire very quickly just by pulling it through a pulley. That is the whole plan. because 240 meters antenna, the antenna close together is definitely going to cause some interference. Let's call it not interference, interaction. That's what I'm afraid of. But yes, if it's a failure, it will be a matter of 5 minutes, then I can be back onto the antenna cable.
Yeah, now you remember to let that delta loop have a chance by keeping it up for at least a couple weeks. It's like a new girlfriend. You got to hang out with it for a while, Andre. Over.
Oh yes, definitely. Well, unfortunately or fortunately for me, what I've got has been serving me very well. Very happy with it. So if I do make a change, there must be a radical difference, okay? So it won't be a case of taking this one completely off and putting another one on and then get down in the doldrums. But we will definitely keep the other one on. Maybe just on the receive. What I normally do, a lot of the stuff I do, base a lot on the receive. It's pointless putting an antenna up, hammering a lot of power into it, and you can't hear. So basically, if I do put up another antenna to replace another one, I will do side-by-side comparisons to hear. If there is absolutely no difference in what I hear, then I don't even transmit. Then I don't transmit. The receive plays a massive big role for the simple reason the same antenna I need to RH, I need to TX on as well. Unfortunately, I haven't got the space and the luxury to have a receiving antenna with a transmitting antenna at the same time, Kizo.
Roger, and well, the delta loop, I think, is going to be quieter. It'll be quieter, Andre. Over.
Well, Bill, that is the thing, that is what I'm actually hoping for, because of it being a dead short, that should be quieter. Bill, on my best days, on my really, really absolute, very, very best days, I've got a constant S4 noise on the incoming signal. If I can just get that at least down another 2S units,
standby.
That'll be for me, Kizo.
Understood. I got the same thing over here. I listen on the verticals. I cannot put a beverage up here in the salt marsh. I tried. It doesn't work. It picks everything up, the high angle and everything. So that's interesting. You know, in your situation, you know, at another location, I had a very short beverage. It was only 70 feet long, and it worked very nicely for reducing the noise. It was only 70 feet, which is what, 25 meters. And I did tune it. I spent a lot of time tuning it. But it did work extremely well for getting rid of the noise. It wasn't too directive, but it was. They don't have to be so long to exhibit the property of increasing the signal-to-noise ratio. But be that as it may, I look forward to seeing what happens down there, Andre, because you always have such a big signal, and you've done it for... I remember listening to you when I was a teenager on 20 meters. And you have the magical location. Just get a Catholic priest to bless the inverted V before you take it down, so it knows that you're not mad at it, Andre. Over.
W1 Zulu Yankees, it is 1-8. Just for what it's worth, Bill, your signal is even starting to build even more now. I haven't got the radio right in front of me. I've got the laptop in front of me with a boom mic, and the radio is actually to the left. If I really want to see on the meter, I've actually got to lean over, and I can't talk and look at the meter at the same time. But your last transmission, that whole over, it was sitting solidly 5 9 plus 10 the whole time, you know.
5 9 plus what, Andre?
5 9 plus 10, and it never deviated. Constant 5 9 plus 10, standing dead still the whole time, you know?
smell incredible. You are building as well. You're five over. Sometimes you peak to 10 over here. I've been noticing that too, and I wanted to mention it. As you know, with the maybe the delta loop is this way too. With the verticals, the elevation plot, it has no nulls. There's no nulls in the elevation plot. It's very smooth. So it's not going to react with heavy QSB drops when the predominant angle lines up with one of its nulls, because there are no nulls. There's no ground reflection, except maybe at the bottom, so unlike the horizontals where they have their elevation nulls. So that's an interesting observation from you. But, yeah, your signal's just beginning louder and louder. Are you going to put this delta loop up this weekend, Andre? Over.
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. I've got a couple of things to do this morning. It's not going to be... there's a couple of things I will be able to do. There's a couple of preparations I need to do. And I have decided I've got to go to work on Sunday. There's some paperwork I need to do. Well, there's a couple of things I'm going to prepare this week in store. Lengthening out the wires and get the necessary coax and get the quarter wave stuff measured and soldered and a lot. That is the plan. But I must be very honest, I don't foresee myself actually getting it up. I don't think I will be able to get it up. I will be working late every night for this week until the 1st of March. I'm very busy at work, but next weekend I won't be available to do that. Maybe the weekend after that. Let's call it by maybe within the next 2-3 weeks, I'm 100% sure I will be able. I've been tossing and turning and thinking about it, but I'm at that stage where I am so convinced that it's going to work. I've got the fire in the wire to be able to do that. I'm just going to need a hand or two. I just need to drill a couple of holes. I don't think the wife is going to be too happy about that one, but we need to do that. So, yeah, Paul, I will definitely, in the next 2-3 weeks, 100% sure I will be able to have that 40-meter delta loop up here, John.
Okay, well, we look forward to that, and I'm sorry that you're so busy that I have to wait that long to, I want to see what happens. I think it'd be pretty interesting when you get it going, Andre. I want to see this thing and see what happens with it. I think that you're going to enjoy it tremendously when you get the delta loop up. It'll be a different world, particularly on receive, which is the fun part. And you have the beautiful location where I think it's going to play quite nicely. Again, right now, I think that you have a low angle lobe out of that inverted V. I don't care how high it is because the front to back is huge on your signal, and it's just amazing. Listen, I've been making a recording of the whole conversation. Actually, it's a long recording, and I'm going to post it up on the archive. And you can take a listen to your signal if you would like when you tomorrow, well, for you, today, maybe later in the afternoon. It has to get approved by people. Maybe they're not working on the weekends, though. But anyway, I have a recording up on the archive. There's a link on my QRZ page if you're interested in hearing your signal and watching it build. But incredible signal and... just holding up incredible. No QSB, Andre. ZS1 Alpha Norway, W1ZY.
W1ZY, ZS1 Alpha. Thanks for that. I had a couple of guys, well, not many, I think 3 or 4 or 5 of them, that actually made a video out of it and posting it. But that's super. That should be very, very interesting, Bo. I think that would have been a recording the furthest away from me ever before. I think I had 1 or 2 from Indonesia, that type of that area. And sometimes it's scary to hear your own voice. But we will definitely, yeah, Bill, I know what your site looks like. To be very honest, I've actually been in there this morning. and I have noticed all the audio recording. If you do put it down there, Bill, how would you label it on your side? Whiskey 10 Yankee, that is 1/2 November.
It's going to be called Europe, South Africa, and then it'll have the date. Andre, over.
All right, super, 100%. I will definitely have a look a little bit later today, as well.
Okay, it has to get approved by people at the website, and sometimes on the weekends they don't do it. But keep your eyes open, and it will pop up there. I think you might be able to even listen to it before they review it, but you won't be able to download it. I think that's what the deal is, Andre. Over.
Yeah, Bill, no pointless me downloading it. It should be very interesting to hear what it sounds like. Me personally, when it comes to the signal, that's a byproduct. But the water plays a very, very big role for me, the audio quality. The audio quality, I would rather have good audio quality and an SFAR signal than have poor audio quality and have a +20 report, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important. And of course, operating practices are getting weird on the bands, Andre HI. Andre, how is my audio? Because when I hear recordings of my audio, I think it's too smooth. It sounds like it's too smooth and wimpy. Over.
All I can say to you, I do spend a lot of time in front of the radio, especially weekends, early mornings, late nights, especially early mornings. And Bill, that's one thing I can say from my personal point of view. The audio is of such a standard, you don't have to feed what the person are saying. It is so on the foreground, it's so easy on the ear. I've been doing it for quite some time, Bill, without you knowing. It's so easy to sit back in the chair and listen. Everything is so... It's on the foreground, excellent quality. My humble opinion, it's working. Please don't change it. It suits my ears as well.
All right. Well, that's I appreciate that. And I know that you've spent a lot of time listening. Obviously, I mean, we all do, and we have our ears are finely tuned. But that description is quite gratifying to hear from someone of your experience, Andre. That it's enjoyable to sit back and listen to is a nice way of saying, a nice way of putting it. So I won't change it. Again, we're using a TS-520, and we have modifications in it. We have a speech processor in it. I ripped out all of the switches underneath the meter to install the speech processor, so I appreciate that. And hey, we'll say 73s, and we still have the recording going. It's hours long, as you know, and I will put out some more calls to see what's happening. But what a hell of a signal you're putting in! You're just holding up incredibly well. I suspect you're in daylight, but a fantastic signal. You're peaking 10/9 at the tops of your peaks. ZS1 Alpha Norway W1ZY.
W1ZY, that is 1-9 returning with the final. Oh, thank you for the flowers, much appreciated. And it looks like this time of the day is between the two of us and the angles and whatever and the RF guards has definitely been a pleasure speaking to you this morning. Well, not going to hold it, I'm 100% sure there is going to be more callers. And if you don't mind, Bill, you can just answer me on that one. I'm going to put you on the cluster. And thanks once again for a lovely QSO this morning. We will definitely listen to the recording a little bit later in the day when I come back from the trip I need to do. And 73s until the next time, Bill. Over to you for the last one. Whiskey 10 Yankee. That is 1/2 November. 73, sir.
Alrighty, sir, and great to talk to you at length, and what a hell of a signal that you're putting in. It's just enjoyable to just have a conversation with somebody who's of your stature. All right, 73s, and we will look out for the next opening and hope to hear you in it. I hope that you get that delta loop up, and I can't wait to hear what happens and hear what it's like on receive. ZS1 Alpha Norway, W1ZY, 73s, good morning.
73, sir, you enjoy, good luck, enjoy. All right, morning, Ed, it's not my frequency, it's Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, this frequency, are you able to hear him? Ed, let's go down 5, let's go down 5.
Thank you.
W1,
yes, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered what the signal's like now, Bill. You're 15 over the 9, so this is more or less our peak, and interest in the other station there is going to put up a loop, so that was very interesting. I've been playing around with this loop quite a bit, and very interesting antenna. Still can't work out the radiation pattern of it, but at the moment it's a horizontal, and I've moved it around a bit, so very interesting. You're 15 over the 9, Bill, QSL.
Yeah, incredible. You are tickling the needle above the S9 mark. It's a much easier copy right now, Mike, over.
Yeah, QSL. And when you did the switch, you dropped right down to a 5 and 6. That audio-wise, you were down slightly, but down with a signal strength of 6. So that was an interesting observation when you switched over there. I'm right down in the valley. I can see the Indian and the Atlantic Ocean from here, but almost at sea level. So that's the actual working conditions and the area that I live in here, Bill. Not quite. If I was 1 kilometer to the west, I'd actually be in the water, so I could play around like you are. But unfortunately, we're just about 1 kilometer away from the ocean, QSL.
Yep, I understand. You're close, but not close enough. But you're still pretty close. I'm sure it totally affects your venue. Your view, Mike. Hey, let me flip the antenna because I flipped it on your transmission and you disappeared. You're almost 5 over. You're not quite making it, but you're over the 9. Let me flip this thing. This is southwest, 1-2 to the southwest, 240, and then back over to northeast. You disappear when I do that, Mike, over.
Yeah, QSL. We are readability 5, but I suppose technically, I should say a 4, readability 4, and your signal strength went right down to a 5 or a 6. I could hear everything you were saying, so it's 100% correct. You were away from there, and you did ask a comment about your audio. If you weren't so damn strong, your audio wouldn't be correct for DX. You'd need a bit more high there. But you're so strong that BBC quality, no problem at all.
Okay, that's what I think too. When I hear the recordings, I'm like, oh man. Like, I don't sound like you. You got like the beautiful processing in it. Fox 4, Bravo Echo Whiskey, he's got the TS-830 with that RF speech processor, and it's got a lot of punch to it. But when I hear myself, it's like, oh man, it sounds like a little baby face. It's too smooth, you know. But I can't change it, or I could crank it up, but I don't like doing that. Anyway, I appreciate that, and it is what you describe. I guess it works until people can't hear me, until the conditions change. All right. Well, again, I have these audio recordings I'm making, and I noticed on one of the ones I did early with a stateside session that got a lot of downloads. So at some point, I want to get on earlier in the evening and do some more, talk to more stateside people because they seem to enjoy hearing hunting for themselves in the recordings. And some of the signals are, of course, quite loud. Again, you'll be up in this Europe, South Africa one. that I'll post up there. And a lot of people like to tune themselves in, especially when I get into these like European pile-up things, Mike. They all fight, and they become unruly. And I guess it's all part of this sport. They like to compete and try to get over one another. And it's kind of fun to hear them hear themselves, I guess. Anyway, you're sounding good here. You got a lot of punch in your audio, and you're making it almost up to the five. ZS1RJQ, W1ZY.
Okay, that's perfect. And, yeah, I'll have a listen to the... is the audio clip on your QRZ.com page?
Yeah, on the top of it, there's a little menu I put up there with links because people want to access things that I can no longer post. And it's under European pile-up audio. It's like the second one over from the left. Over.
Yeah, okay, I see. Okay, well, we'll have a listen once your guy sorted out and put it on there. I'll have a listen to that. Not nice listening to your own voice, but it's nice to know how the other station actually puts you up there. And the audio here is going through an RF speech processor made by Sentec. It's a separate unit. And they say it's a true RF speech processor, and it does make a difference to the signal. I've twisted in and out several times, and almost disappeared, so it does do the job. Okay, well, as you get off there, the sun is just coming over the mountain, so we've just passed our feet. Have a good day or a good evening there, Bill. Love all your experimenting, and I love listening to you. It's
All righty, always a pleasure to hear you guys coming through, and this has been a very long session here. You guys, your signals have been holding up very beautifully, so it's great to talk to you guys and also have decent conversations of, you know, like we used to do 40 years ago on the bands. Everybody used to have these great technically oriented conversations. Anyway, 73s, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a beautiful Sunday, beautiful Saturday down there. ZS1RJQ, W1ZY.
Okay, Bill. Well, just sat here with a pair of the doors open on the shack there, and I can actually smell the seaweed over in the Atlantic side of the peninsula here. 73's, Bill, always a pleasure, and love the signal.
All right, good evening, good morning, and we'll talk to you soon. W1 set by. The Quebec, Florida. Is that the United Radio 4 Quebec Foxtrot? All right, United Radio 4 Quebec Fox, W1ZY. Good to hear you coming through. You're about a 59, a 5 and 9, into Rhode Island, Radio Italy. And my name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. My name is Bill. And it's great to hear you coming through this morning. Just a great signal coming through with some very nice propagation. United Radio 4, Quebec, Foxtrot, W1ZY.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right, a beautiful Delta Loop working very nicely. 73s and and a placebo for the QSO. United Radio 4, Quebec, Quebec, Fox, W1, said Y, 73. W1 said Y, recording, calling CQ.
Charlie,
Alright, hang on. And now, is that Charlie, November 8, Papa Golf?
Roger, Bill, you report 20 dB over 9, 20 dB over 9 in Rabat City, and my name Azdin. Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, Charlie, November 8, Papa Golf.
Oh my God, Charlie Nancy 8, Alpha, Papa Golf W1 said, why, Azdin, you're 10 dB over, just a huge signal coming in here, and I don't think I've ever heard Morocco coming in so loud so late, but outstanding signal, amazing. Again, we're running the 500 watts and the two verticals, and you're just booming in here. Make an audio recording right now. Charlie Nancy 8, Papa Golf W1 said, why?
Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, this is Charlie, November 8, Papa Golf. Almost the time, 20 dB over 9, the report in Rabat City. My working condition, ICOM 7200, my power 100 watts, and my antenna dipole, only dipole, rotative dipole for this, on this moment. Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, Charlie, November 8, Papa Golf.
Beautiful. Charlie Nancy 8, Papa Golf, W1 said why. Just a huge signal. And you're running, Azadine, you're running 400 watts. Is that right? Over.
Only 100, 100, 100, 100. Over.
Are you kidding me? 100 watts?
100 watts.
Oh my God. 10 over 9. Incredible. Wow. Amazing. How high is the dipole? Over.
About 20 meter on the ground. 20 meter on the ground. Over.
All right. Well, you got the beautiful location there. It's just amazing. How far from the water? Are you near the water at all? Over.
Yeah, yeah, about 600 meters from the sea. I am near the sea. Over.
Yeah, 10 over 9. Incredible. Beautiful audio. Just a big signal coming through. And again, I have a long recording. I make a long recording, and I'm going to post it up. And there's a link on my QRZ page to go find it. It may be there maybe at the end of the day, your time. But you have to hear your signal, Azadine. It's just incredible. Oh, it's incredible. 100 watts is incredible. CN8 Papa Golf W1 said what?
Okay, Bill. I receive you 20 dB over 9 all the most the time. For repeat, I am near the sea, 600 meters from the sea, and I use 100 watts for the power, just dipole, and my antenna is about 20 meters from the ground. Nice to meet you, Bill, and many thanks. Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, Charlie, November 8, Papa Golf.
All right, almost 15 over, 5.9 plus 10, almost 15. Incredible, beautiful, and just fantastic. It makes it all the work over here putting the antennas up. It makes it worth it to hear your signal coming through. Just incredible. So we're very, very happy to hear this. This is amazing. You must hear the recording. It's like a contest station, Azadine. Oh, my God. Beautiful. Thank you for letting me hear this, and it makes me very happy here Friday night. 73s, merci for the QSO, and have a beautiful Saturday in Morocco. Rabat, Charlie Nancy 8, Papa Golf, W1 said what?
Okay, thank you, Bill. Nice to meet you again. Mini Deeks and 73. Whiskey 1, Zulu Yankee, Charlie, November 8, Papa Golf. Thank you.
Muscle, I'm 73, W1ZY, standing by.
Delta Charlie 5, Golf Alpha.
Delta Charlie 5, Golf Alpha, W1ZY. Thank you for standing by. You're also a very nice signal. You're 59 into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima, Delta Charlie 5 Golf Alpha. I think it's Alex. We've had a couple of QSOs. W1 set Y, over.
Yeah, W1 Zulu Yankee, Delta Charlie 5 Golf Alpha returning.
Yeah, very good morning, Bill.
5 and 5 at the moment with some QS Baker. 5 and 5. You're pushing about 500 watts at the moment. Antenna is only a window, not very high, about 9 meter over the ground, Bill. W1ZY, DC5GA, over.
All right, DC5GA, W1ZY, thank you for the 55. You are peaking about 5 dB over, 5.9 plus 5 dB on peaks. And just a very nice signal coming through, Alexander. We're running about 500 watts, and we have two homemade verticals beaming to the northeast, and we're in Succotash Salt Marsh, right on the coast of southern Rhode Island. Delta Charlie 5, Golf Alpha, W1ZY.
Yeah, okay, Bill. Just visited your QRZ.com page, and I saw your beautiful...
I would
have such a location near in the southwestern part of Germany, so near Switzerland, near the Swiss border, and we have no salt water condition there.
Yeah, understood. Understood. I'm very lucky, and I am living the dream right now, and so very, very lucky to be here. But it's incredible to sit here and hear some of the signals coming through at all different times of the day. It's a mind blower. I only have 40 meter capabilities, but I do listen on 20 meters, and in the daytime it's incredible. And also I listen to the American AM radio, the broadcast radio band as well, and it's just fantastic. But yeah, you've got a beautiful signal coming through, Alex. It's peaking up at 5 over 9. So my compliments to your station, Delta Charlie 5 Golf Alpha W1ZY.
W1ZY DC5GA returning. Okay, Bill. Yeah, what's maybe in the future we'll do some experiments with but I have not so much space. That will be a little bit of a problem, but just try out what I can do here. Okay, thanks a lot, and wish you a pleasant morning, Bill. 73 and hope
all right. Hey, Alex, on the on my QRZ page, there's a link at the top about short beverage. There's audio recordings of a 70-foot beverage, 40-meter, 70-foot beverage. You might want to try, if you can put out a 20-meter, 25-meter beverage, it will work. And there's a little section there and some recordings, just amazing recordings of old beverage I had up a couple years ago. I would recommend trying that out. They don't have to be very long, at least for 40 meters. 73s, and great signal, DC5GA, W1ZY, Alpha Vito Horn.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill. I will try, okay. I will look up your QRZ.com page and we'll see what I can do. 73s, good luck, and hope to see you again, Bill.
W1ZY,
ET5J,
bye-bye.
Good
morning,
W1ZY. Colombo, round the back to Charlie
Lima, Zulu 4 Echo, Bravo.
All right, I had to let that one go, man. It's like, you know, everybody's loud. It's incredible. I'll make an audio recording. LZ2 Charlie Whiskey, go ahead, over.
Okay, Bill, very thanks. Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, London Zulu 2 Charlie Whiskey. Very thanks, CO 59 plus 10 dB from near Pleven City, Randall Valley, Victoria Alpha, Lima Yankee, Ontario. How do you copy, Bill? Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, London Zulu 2 Charlie Whiskey, over.
All right, Valio, LZ2 Charlie Whiskey, W1ZY, you're 15 dB over, 59 plus 15. The voice of God coming through, extremely loud, coming through this morning. So my compliments, Valio. LZ2 Charlie Whiskey, W1ZY.
Okay, very thanks. Plus 10 and moment of view. Very thanks, no question. 73 Big DX, Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, Lima Zulu 2 Charlie Whiskey, Bill 73.
Goodbye, good morning, and say hello to my Bulgarian friends. LZ4 Echo Bravo, go ahead, over.
Thank you very much. 5x9 for you, Bill. My name is Elenko. Echo Lima Echo, November Kilo Oscar, QSL.
Elenko, good morning to you. You're also very loud here. You're 5 to 10 dB over. 5.9 plus 5 to 10, a big signal, over.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for good TX. 23, good luck.
All right, thank you. LZ4EB, W1ZY, good morning. George 1, Sugar Delta Kilo, W1ZY, good morning, and how is, I guess it's London, isn't it? Over.
Yeah, Roger, good morning to you, Bill. Whiskey 1, Yankee 1STI. I'm in seat, Bill, and I don't think I've heard you last week. You're calling 9 plus 10 dB, Bulgaria, I could hear about a 5-7 here, but you're coming in loud and clear, Bill.
All right, Sid, good to hear you. You are 59. You're about 2 to 3 to 4 dB, almost 5 dB over this morning, and just some very nice conditions, and it's good to hear you guys getting up in the morning. Over.
Yeah, I got up really early this morning. Couldn't sleep. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm only using 100 watts, just 100 watts and a wide dipole antenna. But your phase verticals with the propagation today are doing a fantastic job. And it's like you're sitting there next to me. So how many sugars do you take in your TBHI? Over.
Let's see. The Queen would tell me I would only want lemon, Sid. Over.
Okay, so I'll give it to you then in a nice cup, and you can lift your little finger up as you're lifting the cup up and drinking your tea. Have a good day, Bill, the 73s. 5.9 plus 10 dB on the peak, over.
Alrighty, I appreciate that, and at least, unlike the Queen, I have a chin. I have a chin, Sid, H-I. You know, when Richard Feynman, the physicist, went over there, they asked him if he wanted cream or milk or sugar in his tea, and he said both, and they were aghast, Sid, over.
It's lovely to hear you, Bill, but I've never met the Queen. I don't want to, and I've seen Buckingham Palace. That's the closest I've got to the Queen, ain't I? Have a good day, Bill. I want to keep you. You're a lovely signal, and lovely modulation, clear audio, as if you're sitting here next to me in the room.
All right, well, I appreciate that, and I wish I was sitting in the room over there with you. I hear you having some beautiful temperatures over there. Over here, it's not too bad. It was in the above 40 degrees, which was very nice. In the sun, it was even warmer, so it was beautiful. I got some neat experiments to do with ground radials. I'm going to try to elevate them so they will try to all be underwater between 1 to 3 inches. At certain points in the tide, to see if that see if I could get the skin effect of the water, but everything is fine over here, and we're all very happy. 73s and good morning. You're sounding good this morning. Good to hear you laugh. G1SDK W1ZY.
Thank you for another contact. Bill, and I do appreciate you to be the contacts and take care of my friend.
All right, big signal coming out of London this morning. 73 said W1 said what?
Sierra Victor 1 Echo November Victor.
All right, the Sugar Victor 1 Echo Nancy Victor, go ahead, over.
Good morning, Mr. William, 59 for the report. My name is George, in Athens, nothing with this. Thank you very much
for the USO 73. Good luck, good X 10-2.
W1 Zulu Yankee from Sugar Victor 1, Echo Nancy Victor.
Sugar Victor 1, Echo Nancy Victor, W1 ZY. Good morning to Athens. I think your name is Joe. My name is Bill, or your name is George. My name is Bill. My QTH is Rhode Island, the smallest state in the U.S. on the East Coast. And you're 59 plus 5 to 10, 5 to 10 dB. Big signal, George. Sugar Victor 1, Echo Norway Victor, W1 ZY.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Bill, for the QSO 73. Good luck to attend you. Bye bye.
Good morning. QRZ.
Ocean Echo 1, Charlie Victor Oscar. Tango Kilo 5, Echo Papa.
1, Charlie Victor Oscar.
All right, many calling. We're making an audio recording right now. It's about 2 hours long so far. Tango Kilo 5, Echo Papa, amongst others. Go ahead, over.
Okay, good morning. Just for testing. Good morning. Name is Patrick, and you're 59 plus QSL.
Patrick, you're 5, almost 10 dB over. And what is your country again?
Well, my country is Corsica Island, working with 50 watts double phase vertical. Thank you, 73.
All right, 10 over. I have an audio recording. I suggest you go check it out, man. You're really loud. You're the island where they sent Napoleon the first time, is that right?
He's born here, yes, okay. He's born in my city, in fact. So QTH is the city of Ajaccio. I spell it for you. Alpha, Juliet, Alpha, Charlie, Italy, Oscar, on the island of Corsica. Is that a QSL?
Yeah, that's right. And he was a Corsican. I remember that. That was a fantastic, when I discovered that, when I read that. Hey, 73s and Patrick, you've got a huge signal. Can you switch those verticals to another direction?
No. Only two dipole. We have two antennas here for the contest. We will be running the French REF contest. And we are here on our club station. It will start at 6 UTC QSL.
All righty, beautiful. I think successful contest for you. All right, 73s, and you got a hell of a signal here this morning. Tango Kilo 5 Echo Papa W1ZY.
W1ZY, okay. I missed your name, by the way. Let me switch down to the dipole. Hold on.
15 over.
Yeah, no, it's a dipole. It's a dipole, actually, QSL.
15 over. Both of them right now are 15 over. Incredible, over.
Okay, you're about 10 dBs more in the vertical. So actually, dipole. Vertical. Okay, 73, that's fun.
Already, 73 is just terrific. CQ, W1ZY, making audio recording. All right, many calling, and I'll pick up the pace. Sugar Yankee 1, go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Makis. My call is Sierra Yankee 1.
Sugar Yankee 1, Charlie Victor Oscar.
It's correct. My operator name is Makis, like Mike Alpha Kilo India Sierra. 5 degrees over 9.
Okay, yeah, and you are also 5-9 plus 5. Very nice signal, Makis. What is your QTH? Is it Greece?
QTH is Athens, the capital city of Greece. Athens like Alpha, Tango, Hotel, Echo, November, Sierra, QSL.
QSL, a big signal coming in, Marcus. Thank you for the call. I'm making an audio recording, and I post it on the internet. There's a link on my QRZ page. 73s, and good morning to Athens.
QSL, thank you very much, my friend. Good night for you. Bye-bye, 73.
Have a nice weekend. QRZ.
There's Ocean Echo 6, Ocean Delta Delta. Echo 6, Oscar Delta Delta.
Okay, we're just letting the recording get the pile up there. OE6, Oscar Delta Delta, you're very loud. Let me look at the meter. Go ahead, over.
Many thanks, Bill. Good morning. Good night. Yes, you are 5 and 5, 5 and 5 in the south part of Austria. Nice to meet you on the frequency again, and Mike, back to you, Whiskey 1, Zulu, Yankee, Ocean, Echo, 6, Ocean, Delta, Delta.
OE6, ODD, W1ZY, thank you for the 55, HIMO. You are 59, 10 to 15 dB over, 59, 59 plus 10, peaking 15 once in a while into Rhode Island, a beautiful signal. What is your antenna over?
Sorry, 5 and 9 for you. Not 5. My frills. My glasses on my eyes. Sorry. 5, 9, 5, 9. 5 dB over 9 for you. Yes, my antenna is a high end state antenna. End state antenna. And 400 watts BEP now. 400 watts BEP.
Okay, beautiful. I think we have a good high angle night with the Europe. Just incredible. Just a big signal coming through, and the NFET is working very nicely, HIMO. Again, my name is Bill, and I'm in Rhode Island. I'm running 500 watts, and I have two homemade aluminum verticals, and we are right on the ocean on southern Rhode Island. OE6ODD, W1ZY.
W1ZY, OE6ODD, so many thanks for the technical information, Bill. Yes, sir. Sky today, and I hope we are again on the frequency sometime. And many thanks for the contact, and all the best, 73.
All right, 73s, and thank you for the QSO. Just a great signal coming through, my friend. 73s, have a good weekend. W1ZY, good morning.
Thanks, Bill. All the best. Bye-bye.
CQ making an audio recording. W1ZY. The Echo Quebec.
Delta Kilo 8, Echo Queen. My name is Oli.
Delta Kilo 8, Echo Quebec. You're 59, Oli, over.
Yeah, thank you. You're also 59. Beautiful signal. I'm only 100 with the Windham antenna. Go ahead.
Yeah, and how high up is the Windham, Oli?
12 meters above the ground, 43 meters long, go.
Oh, beautiful. Well, it's working very nicely. We have the beautiful propagation. I think it's a relatively high angle to Europe at this moment because it's just coming in incredibly beautifully. Over.
Yeah, awesome. And your signal is very clear and lost. Thank you very much, 73.
All right, 73 is making an audio recording. W1ZY. Oh, all right, there's somebody in there. I'll pick you up in just a second. But before that, the Tango Yankee QRP.
Roger, Roger. I'm using a 10 watt only. Lima Zulu 3 Tango Yankee. Lima Zulu 3 Tango Yankee.
Lima Zulu 3 Tango Yankee. You're about 5 dB over on peaks. And again, I'm making an audio recording Plum. Just incredible. Over.
Roger, Roger. You're 5 and 9 plus 20 in Sofia, Bulgaria. But near Sofia, I'm using 10 watt and the QRP power, QSL.
QSL. And again, I'm making an audio recording, and I would hope that you would go and listen to this huge signal, QRP. I posted on the internet this recording, but in my compliments, Plum, over.
Roger, Roger. Thank you. I'm very glad for the QSL, my friend. Using a portable antenna, invented V, about 4 meters over the ground level, 4 meters over the ground level, and the 10 watt, over.
All right, you have to listen to the recording. You must listen to this recording, Plum. It is a big signal. That's a contest station. Again, 5-9 plus 5. Solid. 73s. incredible. My compliments. LZ3 Tango Yankee, W1ZY. Good morning.
73, and enjoy evening, my friend. Thank you.
There's a station. Everybody, stand by. There's a station. It sounds like somebody calling an older person. Could you go again? Over. The Mexico Hotel. Mexico Hotel. Over. Okay, Uniform Florida 1, Mexico Hotel. Uniform Florida 1, Mexico Hotel. W1 Zulu Yankee, good morning. You're 59, 5-9, beautiful signal, over.
Negative. My call is United, Florida 1, Mexico Hotel. Uniform Florida 1, Mexico Hotel. Good evening, Mr. Bill, thank you. Receive your signal 5-8-5. My name is Jay, Eleanor.
All right, Jay, again, you're 59 and a beautiful copy. Good to hear you coming in. A beautiful signal, Jay. United Radio 1, Mike Hotel, W1 Zulu Yankee. Over.
Thank you, my friend. Good luck.
Dos vidanya, CQ, W1 said by, making audio recording, standing by. All right, hang on, Europe. I'm going to flip to the U.S. Stand by. Go Whiskey Delta 5, Hotel Lima Tango. Go ahead, over.
W1ZY, Whiskey Delta 5, Hotel Lima Echo. Beautiful signal into Baton Rouge, Louisiana, by 20 over time. 50 good, 15 to 20 over S9, beautiful signal. Name here is Larry, and I'm actually in Baker, Louisiana, which is just a little bit north of Baton Rouge Metro Airport. Rich is 7300 with an off-center fed automobile. Beautiful signal in the southeast of Louisiana. Over.
All right, Larry. Well, you're coming through here very nicely as well. You're 10 dB over into Rhode Island, into Succotash Salt Marsh in Matunuck, Rhode Island, right on the south coast, and just a tremendous signal coming in. And I think I heard you in there a couple times, and I had the antenna pointed the other way. You're just coming in beautifully here this morning. It is morning. Whiskey Delta 5 Hotel Lima Echo, W1ZY.
W1ZY, Whiskey Delta 5 Hotel Lima Echo. I have one quick comment here for you, Bill. If you can find the older Howard W. Sams broadcast book published many, many years ago, you'll find some very interesting stuff on vertical antennas, radial systems, quarter wave, half wave, etc. that was used for AM broadcast, and you might pick up some very interesting information on verticals, directional vertical antenna systems and salt marshes or whatever in that old Howard W. Sam book that you will not find in Bill Orr's books or AARL publications. If you can find this, the Howard W. Sam blue-covered book published many years ago, but I think you'll find some very interesting information there on vertical antennas and elevated radial system for vertical. I won't hold you. I know you have a lot of other stations there. Thanks for the reply. Beautiful signal into Louisiana. W1 Zulu Yankee from Whiskey Delta 5, Hotel Lima Echo.
All righty. Whiskey Delta 5, Hotel Lima Echo, W1ZY. All right, so I'm looking at the internet right now, Larry. And this is Howard Sams. All right, so I have this. I'm going to bookmark this. How do I do a bookmark? add bookmark. I'm going to add a bookmark. I appreciate that. And I'm going to check it out. Thank you for pointing me in that direction, Larry. And you're up to 15 dB over. Whiskey Delta 5, Hotel Lima Echo, W1ZY. Thank you for that. Over.
QSL, Bill, thanks for the contact and beautiful signal. And like I say, there's information in that book. It's an old, old book. You may have difficulty finding it. I don't know if it's online anywhere. But if you can get your hands on a copy of it, it's blue in color and about an inch and a half thick. And it has a lot of other stuff in there from the early days of broadcasting and FCC field trials and other agencies' field drawing verticals. There's very wavelengths and radials below, above ground, and saltwater marshes and everything else. I think it'd be most interesting. But right now, I know there's other DX stations you would like to go on and make contact with. Thank you for replying to me, and have a good QSO, Bill. W1ZY, WD5HLE.
Alrighty, Larry, and I appreciate that, and I will read it if I can find it. And again, I'm making an audio recording, and you can access it through the QRZ page, and you should hear yourself. You're really loud. 73s, and I appreciate it. WD5HLE, W1ZY. Looking back at Europe, W1ZY, making continuing the audio recording, standing by.
Lima Zulu 3 Romeo, Mexico.
LZ3RM, you're 5'9", like, I don't know, 5 or 10 over, just incredible, over.
Thank you very much, Bill, very good afternoon. You're 5'9 plus, about 10 dB. My name is Samuel, Echo Mike, Italy, Lima. So thanks for the contact, 973 and good luck. Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, Lima Zulu 3 Romeo, Mexico, bye.
Okay, let me log you in correctly. I made a mistake. LZ3 Radio Mike. Very good email. And before you go, can you tell me what your antenna is, just out of curiosity? Over.
Okay, I'm running 500 watt FT1000MP, and the antenna is simple inverted V, about 10 meters high. Yourself?
All right, the high angle night tonight. Incredible. That's a beautiful propagation for the higher angle. 73s, and good morning. Have a nice weekend. LZ3RM, W1ZY.
Thanks for the information. 73, best regards. I'm to you again. How are you?
Say hello to my my Bulgarian friends. W1ZY, making audio recording, calling CQ. Will I get a coffee break? There's a Yankee Oscar. The something Yankee Oscar. Is there a station in there? The radio Yankee X-ray? There you go. Italy Victor 3, Radio Yankee X-ray. You're about 5859 into Rhode Island. Over. You're running 40 watts, 40 watts. Excellent. What is the antenna? What is the antenna, Andrea? Over. All right, a vertical. Incredible. Well, good to hear you coming through. There's a little QSB down a little bit, but you're peaking 59. Again, over here, 500 watts. We have two verticals looking to the northeast. And just very nice to hear you. What a beautiful evening this has been. Italy Victor 3, Radio Yankee X-ray, 40 watts into a vertical, W1ZY.
Casimera, Casimera, Sierra Victor 1, Romeo, Papa.
Sugar Victor 1, Radio Radio Papa, W1ZY. Good morning. You are loud. You're 5-9 plus 5. A beautiful signal into Rhode Island. Over.
Hello, Roger, my friend. Okay. Very, very good morning.
Name Costas, Kilo Oscar Sierra Tango Alpha Sierra. UDA Sagrino, you are 5-9 plus, my friend, now. 5-9 plus now, okay. 500 watt. 500 watt now, and antenna Zelda loop vertical, okay? W1 Zulu Yankee SV1 RRP back to you, over.
Is that Shaker Victor 1 Radio Radio Papa? Is that, Costas, yeah, it is. You're 5 to 10 dB, peaking 10 dB over. Just a fantastic signal, Costas, over.
Roger, okay. Also 5-9 plus 5 dB now. Plus 5 dB now, okay, my friend. Many thanks. Good morning from Greece. Bye-bye, 73.
Enjoy the beautiful Saturday in Greece, my friend, 73s.
Bye-bye, 73, thank you.
W1ZY, making audio recording, calling CQ.
It is 3, Charlie Victor Bravo.
Is that Zulu 32, Charlie Victor Bravo?
Charlie Victor Bravo, good morning.
Good morning. And now, what is the number in your call sign?
The number is 3.
Okay, Zulu Sierra 3, Charlie Victor Bravo, W1ZY. I'm surprised to hear you. It must be pretty light over there. You're 59 on peaks, but mostly 5 and 8, perfectly copyable here at 12:45 in the morning. Just a great signal coming through. So late. ZS3, Charlie Victor Bravo, W1ZY.
Thank you, W1ZY, both Rhode Island. I've been listening to you all morning. You are speaking at a 5-9 plus 40.
Incredible. Just amazing. You're at 59. You're on peaks. You're 5-9, a little bit over 2 or 3 dB. Incredible. And what is your name? And I guess you're on the west coast of South Africa, I would think. Over.
That is correct. I'm right on the border South Africa and Namibia. Over.
South Africa and Namibia, okay. And the name again for my log, over.
The name, Wilbert, I'll spell it for you. Charlie Oscar Bravo, uniform Sierra.
Oh, Cobus, I thought you were spelling your QTH. Well, incredible. Yeah, well, you're coming through very nicely. I'm wondering, Cobus, what is your antenna and what is your power? Over.
Finally, it's a small local dipole. Running 80 watts,
over. Oh, my God. Well, that's incredible. Congratulations on that. I'm looking up on the QRZ. I can't find it. It's trying to find out what the distance is. And I've got Zulu, Sierra 3, Charlie, Victor, Bravo, but it won't give me a QRZ listing. But I would like to try to figure out what the distance is, and I think it's about 7,500 miles across, of course, the South Atlantic and the North Atlantic. Kitty zipping by South America, just an amazing distance when I think about it, Cobus, and it's just great to have you check in after listening for so long. And I think about the signals going over both of those oceans and how many fish, how many whales and sharks and and squids and so forth that have no idea that our signals are bouncing off of the water above their heads as they chase each other around. But just amazing to hear you coming through. We're, as you know, I guess we're running 500 watts, and we got these two verticals made out of aluminum that are in the salt marsh here, and we're just having a ball. That dipole's working really good, Cobus, with the 80 watts. Zulu Sierra 3, Charlie Victor Bravo, near Namibia, W1 said what?
Thank you, W1
W1ZY. I'm in a little hot spot here, and we're right on the edge of the desert, between the desert and the ocean. And we've actually managed a month or so ago to reach Santa Island on VHF. That was the first in the history of 2 million. We actually spoke to Santa Diana Island. It's about 3,000 kilometers. I don't know the miles, I think it's about almost 2,500 miles in your unit. That was, well, like I say, we've got a little gold spot here. And you, Whiskey, 1, 2, 3.
Alrighty, ZS3 Charlie Victor Bravo W1 said, "Why, that's incredible." The UHF VHF world has always amazed me, and I think I need to begin to listen to 6 meters this summer in particular. I think I'll spend some time trying to figure that one out. It seems like a great band to build antennas because they're manageable, at least for me here. And of course, we have the ocean for a nice takeoff, particularly down to down the coast. It would be interesting to try that. But what have you been doing, Corvus, when you've been listening here, as you indicated? What were you doing? Were you having your breakfast or taking a shower? What were you doing? Over.
Thank you, Bo. No, I actually woke up early this morning. I woke up at 4:15 hour time. On the radio, and I'm just been sitting here listening. I love listening to you guys over the phone there. And NYC, we always in Southern California, and like my local news bulletin on the wall.
All righty. Well, I was imagining that you were taking one of your luxurious baths, leaning back with the candles burning down there in South Africa, and enjoying a bath before you go out into that beautiful summer that you have going for the last few months down there. Just incredible. I know it gets hot down there, but it does sound appealing to me. It's such an exotic place down there from my perspective, Corvus, and especially your location is would be great to for me, at least, as a visitor, to come and take photographs and to check out the what's going on down there on a local scale, not just to be a tourist, but to hang out for a while and just document some of the things, document my impressions of what is happening down there, what people are like. But hell, you know, 80 watts into a dipole going across two oceans is pretty darn amazing. And I thank you for sharing that experience with me here this morning at coming up on to about 1 in the morning here. We'll have to shut down here soon, but just incredible, beautiful propagation. We'll say 73s and put out a couple more calls. Of course, we have an audio recording that we're making, and you're welcome to go up to the internet and listen to it, and it will be downloadable, I think. It'll take them a couple days to approve it. The website people have to check it, but you'll be able to hear yourself, and we hope to hear you again. That's our first contact. ZS3 Charlie Victor Bravo W1 said what?
Thank you, W1 said what? It is Charlie Bravo. My love. I will see if I can get you a bit going. I'm not up to a bit, but I will see if I can get it going. I don't know what to do. The village and the honor. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful night for this. Have a good day.
flight tomorrow. And goodbye.
Alrighty, goodbye. And again, we hope to talk to you again. Thank you for the contact. ZS3 Charlie Victor Bravo with 80 watts in a dipole, W1ZY. Good morning. W1ZY calling CQ, standing by. W1ZY calling CQ, CQ, W1 Zulu Yankee, standing by.
Delta Kilo 3 Tango Golf.
Delta Kilo 3 Tango Golf, W1ZY, Guten Morgen. Good signal, 5 and 9 into Rhode Island. Rhode Island, the smallest state, and the name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Delta Golf 3 Tango Golf, W1ZY, over.
Thank you, Bill. Here is Delta Kilo 3 Tango Golf. Name is Reinhardt, Romeo, Echo, India, November, Hotel Romeo Delta. And QTH is nearby Munich. Mike, Uniform, November, India, Charlie, Hotel, Roger.
Roger, Reinhardt. And you are 59 and you're just a little bit over. Going right over the 9 mark on the meter. And my working condition is old TS-520, which I've used for many years, about 500 watts, and two aluminum verticals homemade in Succotash Salt Marsh in Matunuck, Rhode Island, right on the south coast. And we're just checking out propagation here this morning, and it's just amazing some of the signals coming through. Got a great signal coming through, and I'm wondering what you're using on the other end with the antennas and the power, Reinhardt. Delta Kilo 3 Tango Golf, W1 ZY.